Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. Today, we're going to talk about five actionable steps that you can take when your goal is to invest in real estate. And look, you know, you might not be ready. Not everyone is ready right out of the gate. Some people need a lot more coaxing, a lot more education, and there are things that they need to get in line. You know, the real estate investing is, you might know this already, that real estate investing is the number one way to build wealth, but maybe you still have some ducks that you need to get in a row. Ducks are hard to put in a row. Have you ever seen ducks? Sometimes they do it themselves, but there's always like one duck that's, you know, scurrying off the side. So not everything is always in total alignment. Maybe a credit score is not where you need it to be. Maybe the financing isn't there. Maybe you can't identify the right market. Maybe you just don't know where to even start. It's not a bad place to be. It's great to have a goal in mind, right? To put up a goal on your up on your computer screen and then kind of be ready to go, like where you want to take things in the future. So let's map out how you can actually get there on today's show. So number one, the first thing you need to do is you need to have a solid and a comprehensive view of your overall finances. Once you do that, you're going to have a much better understanding of how long it will take you to start investing and buying properties. You know, you need to know, right, like where you're going to go. Where do you want to go? What's your roadmap? So what exactly does this mean? Well, I want you to carve out some time this week to start looking at all of your finances. Commit to creating a balance sheet every quarter. Calculate your freedom number. It's very, very simple to do. When you go to morrisinvest.com/freedom, that, again, that URL is morrisinvest.com/freedom. We have a totally free download for you. It's a freedom cheat sheet. Very easy for you to go through it, and it'll leave no stone unturned. Okay, what it's going to do is it's going to show you to look at your debts. It's going to make you question the things that you're spending money on every month. Again, this is a free download. You'd be crazy not to go and grab it for free. Three pages. Figure out your monthly expenses. What does your cash flow look like? Look into your retirement accounts. Okay, this is step one. Look in and see what you've got. Do you have an IRA sitting there? Do you have a self-directed account? Do you have some other financial vehicle that you forgot about? Some sort of a credit union account? Trust me, a lot of people have these and they don't even realize they can utilize them, that they could roll them over into a self-directed account or leverage against those particular accounts. I mean, consider your own home equity position. You know, are you living in a home right now that has equity that you could tap into before these interest rates start going up in the next few months? And even, you know, even then, interest rates are still historically low. But hey, you know, we know Jerome Powell is planning to raise interest rates. Like he told us last week, that's going to happen. Okay, so if you're sitting there waiting to lock in loan prices right now, do it now. Start the process. Even going up 25 or 50 basis points, not a lot, but for the federal government, that's a pretty big deal right now for the Fed. Again, not a huge jump, but still it's something. And why not lock in some of these things now? I also want you to write down a few ways that you could actually purchase your first rental property. Just write them down. Okay, go through a list and think, okay, I've got this old IRA that I haven't touched in years. I have a 401k that I currently use. Can I use that? Yes, you can. You can borrow against it. Not withdraw, but borrow against it. What about my rich uncle? Yes, he's often talked to me about investments. Perhaps I could talk to him potentially about creating a partnership, my uncle, where he would pay the down payment and he'll carry the note on a property. And endless ways to start thinking about how you're going to buy your first rental property, okay? When you're at this stage, you might still be a little nervous in the process. Number two, the second thing I want you to do is focus on financial empowerment. Now, we created a financial empowerment bootcamp. Yes, we did, Natalie and I, and it's totally free. Yes, it took a long time and it's free. We could charge a lot for it, but we don't. Again, just go to morrisinvest.com/bootcamp. It's a 90-day plan. You're going to download this PDF, okay? You can treat it like a book. You can install it into iBooks or wherever you read books. You can bring it into your Kindle if you want. And week by week by week in this 90-day plan, we're going to help you take control of your finances. So in the bootcamp, you're going to learn valuable information about liabilities and assets, okay? And we're going to challenge you to think differently about money. You know, because if you're sitting back on your hands right now saying, I'm not investing because I'm scared, I want you to start thinking differently about money. My God, I'd be more scared about relying on a paycheck and relying on a boss and a federal government for my retirement. Like, that to me is way scarier than actually putting money into real estate or in, you know, precious metals and things like that. No way. I'm not sitting back. I'd be nervous about that. Recently, we moved some investments around and we were sitting on some cash. And I was like, my God, I don't want to have cash. I want to have cash flow. I don't want to have a pile of money. I want to have a pile of properties that perform for me and produce monthly cash flow. Again, I want you to download our bootcamp. It's totally free. I think you'll be totally surprised what you can accomplish in 90 days if you just commit to it. Trust me. So again, morrisinvest.com/bootcamp. Two things that are free today for you to download. All right, third on my list, I want you to invest in your learning before you're investing. Okay, before you get started, I want you to invest in the learning process. Education is power. If you aren't ready to invest with your dollars, the most important thing you can do is invest in your learning. Make learning about real estate investing a regular part of your life, whether it's listening to this show, reading real estate related books, just studying market conditions, you know, subscribe to Bloomberg.com. You know, that's one of the few like business websites that I actually pay for because I like what they do. I subscribe to the Financial Times, which is another financial newspaper. I subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. There's a number of publications you can subscribe to, but just take the time to sit down and learn about real estate investing as a regular part of your life. I remember when I was at the University of Pittsburgh, one of the things that I liked to do when I had sort of some downtime between classes was I would go over to the Lawrence Hall. That was the name of the big hall where I would go. And there was a lunch area kind of upstairs in Lawrence Hall. And I would buy a Wall Street Journal. I was a poor college kid, but I knew because a professor of mine at the time, Professor Michael Jimenez, one of the most brilliant guys I've ever met in my life, changed my life. He said, how can you possibly know what's going on in the world if you don't read every day about what's going on in the world and understand what's happening? And I really took that to heart. I was like, you know, I think you're right about that. So I you know, pick your publication, right? Don't fall for some propaganda. But at the time, and I subscribed to the Wall Street Journal, I would buy it every day and I would read it cover to cover. He said, literally sit there and read the front cover all the way to the end. And I would, even like the on page 20, like those weird, obscure stories about something that's happening in Guam, read about it. It's the only way you're going to improve and make yourself more knowledgeable about the world and investing. Make learning about real estate investing a part of your day. Just do it. 30 minutes. That's all you need to do. There's so much information for you out there. Our podcasts, we have hundreds of YouTube videos right here on this channel for you to watch. We have audiobooks. There's webinars available. Everything, not just from me, but from lots of different sources. Find a medium that you can easily incorporate into your routine. So number four on my list is find support. You know, when you have a big goal, it's always helpful to have people around you to want to help you succeed. You know, if you're trying to lose weight, right? And, you know, you tell a spouse about this, then that spouse can provide some extra help and extra support, right? That's important. You need to surround yourself with people, especially if you have a big goal. Incorporate your family in this. You know, print out things you put around the house. That's what I did. I wanted to buy 12 rental properties. That was my goal when I started. And I put that freedom number up on everything. I put it on my computer screen. I put it on my refrigerator. I put it on our cork board in our kitchen when we lived in New Jersey. I made it my mission. I was like a dog with a bone that I was going to get to that goal. And you see that number constantly. And that means all of the things in your life start to align in that same direction. Well, you need to find other humans, right? You cannot do this by yourself. It's incredibly helpful to have people around you that want to succeed. I challenge you to find at least one person in your life to be your cheerleader. I'm happy to be your cheerleader, but it needs to be someone you talk to on a regular basis. Someone you can talk to about what you've learned, how you plan to start investing. Just sitting down over dinner and saying, hey, I learned about this amazing benefit with real estate as it relates to our taxes, honey. You want to hear about how we can literally pay nothing in taxes? Wouldn't that be amazing? Dinner conversation? Really? You can do that? Yes, you can. Yes, as a real estate investor, you shouldn't be paying any taxes. That's the benefit of owning rental properties if you do it correctly. You know, it's really powerful to have someone around you that you can bounce ideas off of. You know, if you don't have anyone in your personal circle that you can do this with, I would consider attending like a local real estate meetup. Find someone that you can keep advice with and be held accountable. Meetups are a great way to do it. If you go to meetup.com, in your area, you're going to find three or four different real estate groups. Okay, they're going to, and I caution you though, go to them. They might be virtual still at this point, given COVID and all that craziness. But once they're not, they usually meet like once a month. I know in New Jersey, I had three or four that were local to me, and I would go to all of them. And I became friends with all of these investors and bankers and carpenters and accountants. And I one of the lawyers that we ended up hiring to work on a couple of our deals, like I met him there. His name was Adam. I met him at a real estate meetup group. He became my real estate lawyer. So all of those people you can meet at these meetups. But I would caution you, make sure you surround yourself with more successful people than you. Okay. Don't gravitate to the back of the room where the people aren't talking, they're not interacting with anyone, and frankly, they're losers. I'm just going to say it. Okay. They're people that don't want to succeed. They want to continue staying in the spot that they are. They don't want to excel. So surround yourself with people that have 50 houses more than you do, that are more successful than you are. That's how you're going to learn. Surround yourself with those people, okay? Try to stay away from the people that are the naysayers, that will tell you can't do something, all of those things. Very, very important to avoid those people. Remember the old saying, you are the product, the five people you spend the most time with. Who are the five people that you spend the most time with in your life? Are they more successful than you? Are they more driven than you? Do they lift you up? Or are they losers? Think about it. I mean, just really think about it. If they're losers, you might need to change your crowd, you know? Number five on my list, book a call with us. One question we hear all the time is, what do I need to do, you know, in order to get ready for my call? What do I need to do? What do I have to have in order before I schedule a call? And the answer is, we're happy to explain it to you on the phone. So if you don't know, and you're not sure, like, oh my God, I don't know if my finances are this or this or that. That's okay. Just, we will help you for free. Just book a call with my team at Morris Invest, okay? The link is below. Just go to morrisinvest.com, and we're happy to talk with prospective investors at any point in their journey. Even if you never work with us, I mean, heck, we're only building 500 houses, single families and duplexes, so we can't help everybody. But in that way, for buying a property, we can help you in other ways. We can point you in the right direction. We can guide you on your journey. We can help you map out a financial roadmap for you. We can do all of that for free. That's what we're great at. So whether you think you want to invest by the end of the year or maybe in a few years, my team would be happy to chat about your options and how you can get started. That being said, we will send you some homework before your call. So when you go to our website, you go to morrisinvest.com. Let me bring it up here on the screen. You're going to get a download. You're going to get a download that you're going to have to do and prepare before our phone call. Now it's free, but you're going to have to do it. Okay. So let me show you our website. So when you come here and you click on the book a call button, a little calendar will pop up. Okay. And you pick the time that you want to book a call with us. And then you will get an email alert. And in that email, you will get a download, a PDF download, so that we are prepared for your phone call. Okay. And that you are prepared for your phone call. Going to go through a couple of key data points for you. So very, very important to do. So again, it's not a lot of homework, but it's going to require you to put down some key things on paper. But if you are dedicated, if you're driven, if you're serious about investing, this should be no problem at all for you at all. So just schedule a free call with us today. Just go to morrisinvest.com. We're happy to help you in this process.